Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 on the Colors of Beauty and Business Talk Radio, where you can tune in every Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on WEXP 88.3 FM at blogtalkradio.com. My name is Raina Cartel, and I'm your host for the show tonight. I hope you all had a wonderful Friday and are getting ready for this weekend. I know it's been beautiful up and down the West Coast, sunny and hot, but brace yourself, you guys. Want to make sure you give your skin some love and make sure you guys put on that sunscreen. So let's start out with giving a shout out to the Eon Experience for having us here tonight, as well as our sponsor, Eon H2O Water. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A quick review about what you can expect from this show is a full transparency of the life of an entrepreneur, the good and the challenges of an entrepreneur, being a woman entrepreneur, and how not to get burnt out and stay healthy. Because let's just be real here. We are no good to our business if we are not healthy. So make sure you guys stay healthy, especially these upcoming hot days. The importance of your mindset and how to cultivate it. The importance on different skills and the energy you need and how to correlate them when you're on your entrepreneurial journey. A guide for the aspiring entrepreneurs are critical tools to build and grow your business. The importance of your social media and all the questions and answers and that nobody tells you about, guys, okay? And this is why I created this podcast, because I want you guys to ask these questions, especially on this topic tonight. Like, ask away, guys. I am here to find the answers for you if I don't already know. Tonight's show will be on the topic of proper procedures for LLC or corporation dissolution. So you're probably thinking, like, Raina, what does that mean? Okay. There's many reasons to close that your business, and not all of which are like failures, okay? Many companies begin with a specific timeline in mind. Closure is known like from the start, from the beginning. And other LLCs address this in a particular need, right? With that need already met, the company is no longer necessary or needed. So what do? They close their businesses. But can you ask yourself one thing? Do you really know how to close your business properly? Do you even know where to start? These are some of the questions that I had to properly answer this week on someone that's close to me, and I had to help this person correctly dissolve it. So let's just dive right into this, okay? Dissolutions fall into three categories: judicial, administrative, and voluntary. Judicial dissolution is issued by a court. A court can dissolve a business for failure to comply with state laws or failure to pay its taxes. More commonly, however, a judicial dissolution as a result of a lawsuit brought by a LLC member who wishes to unravel their ties with that LLC, okay? An administrative dissolution is imposed by the Secretary of State office, and it's usually the result of failing to either comply with the state law or file an annual report. The power of the Secretary of State, however, is so broad that in many states, an LLC can be dissolved for nearly any reason that the Secretary of State deems fit. A voluntary dissolution is a result of members willingly choosing to close their business. This happens in two ways. First, members can determine certain dissolution triggers, such as death or a member, which are written into LLC operating agreements. Secondly, members can just cast a vote to dissolve the company at any time. So you're asking, okay, well, how does an LLC be dissolved? You know, how do you do that, right? Okay, so dissolution is commonly misunderstood that once you do this, it's like you don't need to do this any, like, you know, that's like the final step. And that is a misconception that many have. It's actually the first step of many things to do. A dissolution is achieved at the state level. So you must file your articles of dissolution or a certificate of dissolution in some states, that's what it's called, with the Secretary of State of your state, okay? Once approved, your company is technically dissolved, although it's hardly the end game here, okay? This is just like one of the first steps. Now, if your LLC conducted business in other states, you need to also file cancellation or withdrawal documents in those states. This will ensure that you are not fined for any unfiled annual reports in those states. You will need to file a final tax return with the appropriate state agencies and the IRS. Federal tax forms have a final tax return box that you can check on this form. Now, if you were to go to the IRS.gov, the IRS provides a closing business checklist, guys, with additional filings that must be submitted if it's needed. If you have employees, this is a crucial step. If you have employees, it is critical that you pay your final payroll taxes. If you fail to comply to do this, the IRS can seek restitution from you personally, as well as from anyone who signs off on your payroll taxes. Let me say that once again. If you have employees, it is critical that you pay your final payroll taxes. Because if you fail to do this, the IRS can seek restitution for you personally, as well as anyone who signs off on those payroll taxes. Big highlight here, guys. Closing your federal employer identification number, which is the FEIN, is also a major good idea. This indicates that the IRS, that your business is closed, and that you will no longer file income tax returns on that number or any future income tax returns, okay? And although the FEIN number cannot be canceled, but the account to which it is attached to can be closed, okay? As well as any business license issued to your LLC shown also needs to be canceled, like, you know, the city or the county, okay? If that is what, you know, you received. Now we go into wind-up measures. Closing a business is more than filing paperwork, guys. It's settling debts, dispersing assets, voiding contracts, letting go of employees, and canceling leases all fall into this category. Wind-up measures, these are the actions which must be taken to properly conclude the business of your LLC. Wind-up measures are taken after you have filed the dissolution. Once your dissolution is approved, you cannot enter into any new business on behalf of that LLC. Settling creditors and claims. Many states legal require you to notify outstanding creditors when you dissolve. Okay? Creditors are allowed a specific time period to register new debts and given a time frame after which new debts cannot be claimed. And in most cases, it's about 120 days. But the time frame can range anywhere from 90 to 180 days. In some states, an LLC is required to publish a dissolution notice in a local newspaper. This provides that extra time to the creditors. And creditors include all of the following: suppliers, unsecured creditors, secured creditors, lenders, service providers, and insurance carriers. Distributing assets is another one. In addition to paying off your creditors, you must distribute your LLC assets to its members. Assets are generally allocated according to a member's ownership percentage. So let's say, example, if you have like three members with 40-30-30 ownership percentage split, then those assets would normally be distributed into that equal share percentages. If possible, to lay out different rules of disbursements in your operating agreement, yes. But this should have been done when you first formed your LLC, not near its end of life. Assets include profits, physical properties, and other financial investments. Now, closing your doors. If you lease a property to run your business, your property owner must be contacted. And most lease agreements require you to require the lessee to pay off the remainder of the contract, right? But your property owner might be like super cool and be willing to work with you given the circumstances. Employees and clients should, on the other hand, be notified. And although not technically required by law, it's worthwhile the courtesy, y'all. Especially if, like, your LLC members intend to do business in the future with that same industry. Ending a business relationship positively will keep your doors open in the future. Now, I've seen this so many times. I remember like when the recession hit, like, oh my goodness. It was like you would hear about this at least once a week on businesses, I remember. You know, people would just shut their doors without letting their employees or clients know. And they'd be reading these notes on the doors. So please, you guys, make sure that you give that, even though it's not technically required, it's worthwhile, the courtesy. Okay? Now, my final thoughts on this, it's always best to plan for dissolution long before it happens. When an LLC fails to address dissolution in its operating agreement, basic state laws kick in and is determined proper procedures. Standardized laws are generally written for the average company and will likely not suit the specific needs of your business. So please, guys, plan for dissolution long before it happens. Now, nearly every state imposes fines for walking away from your LLC and failing to properly dissolve. Fine appears over time, sometimes for as long as a decade or more. It's worth acknowledging that financial situation changes over time and doormat businesses can be reinstated. Leaving loose ends may come back to haunt entrepreneurs who want to review their LLC sometime down the road. So again, plan for dissolution long before it happens. Those are my final thoughts, and I say this with such passion because this person ended up creating a dual LLC, which is two LLCs, one in 2013, the other one in 2015. And because he seeked and trusted a certain person, and the certain person told them that they were going to take care of this dissolution, and it never happened. And now we're like literally 6 years in, 5 years in, and or 4 years in, and then here we go again with penalties and interest, not, you know, not like doing everything that we needed to do. And even though he like figured like, you know, he did everything, he dissolution, you know, he did his dissolution properly. But honestly, I find that there's no better way to do it besides like learning how to do things yourself. And if you're not going to do things yourself, well, then hire somebody that will do things. And then once you hire that person, make sure they're qualified to do this. Make sure that you get receipts on everything that they're doing. I know here in the state of California, you can sit there and you can walk everything in. With the Secretary of State, you know, and make sure that all your stuff is stamped, time stamped, date stamped, and everything. And so that's exactly what we did with this person of interest that I ended up helping this week. I ended up doing a dual dissolution for them. You know, I helped them, and we ended up doing everything that was asked. We called, we got, you know, instructions on how to do this properly. But now what the thing is now everything that has to do with the Federal Reserve and you know, with not the Federal Reserve, with the IRS and the state tax agency, because they didn't plan this properly and they didn't dissolve their LLC properly. And now years have passed, and so guess what? Now he has to sit there and he has like a financial situation now. That's probably going to take him some time just to get over this. And now he wants to open another business, and guess what? He's not going to be able to open it until this is taken care of. So, you guys, plan for this dissolution when you're creating an LLC. I know no one wants to think about, you know, when you're creating an LLC, just, you know, when you're starting up a business, no one wants to think about that. But this is what the life of an entrepreneur is. This is what we talk about with, you know, we're saying no one talks about all this craziness that entrepreneurs have to do and plan out. Okay, no one tells you about these things. So, you know, you have to find out sometimes the hard way. And sometimes, you know, you have, you know, mentors that really do, you know, take you and you know, have you under their wings and tell you about this stuff. But I'm telling you guys, plan for dissolution even when you first create your LLC or you know your business, okay? Because you never know what can happen. Now, if you would like a tool guide on the tips and tricks, please subscribe to our newsletters. our newsletter at www.colorsofbeautyandbusiness.com. I will be releasing dates on this tool guide that I've been working so hard for you guys, on all the past episodes, on things that I think that entrepreneurs should actually know from A to Z, and just with my experience that I've, you know, that I've had all my stories here, and just to help you guys with this, you know, and understanding this. So with all these topics that we have discussed, this is the type of tool guide that I'm gonna actually be creating for you guys. I've been working so hard. I'm not done yet. And so if you guys want that tool guide, go to www.colorsofbeautybusiness.com. Tonight's speaking notes on tonight's show will be available to download on my site, again, at colorsofbeautybusiness.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight on the Colors of Beauty and Business. Stay tuned for many more topics of the full transparency on the life of an entrepreneur and upcoming guest. Next week, we will have Kim Hendricks-Bullock from Las Vegas, Nevada, on the Ambitious Women Network. Now, Ms. Kim Hendricks-Bullock, ooh, I cannot wait to have her on next week, as she is an abundance coach. Okay, yes, you guys heard it right. She's an abundance coach. So I want to thank you guys tonight once again with your host, Raina Cartel, on the Colors of Beauty and Business. Thank you and good night and be safe.